This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The administration wants to get 328 million Americans vaccinated as soon as possible, but there's some obvious roadblocks. Victor Davis Hanson reminds us of the challenge we are talking about when we have an untried vaccine in a multi-ethnic nation. Some minorities are understandably distrustful because of prior government vaccination programs. Nearly 40 million foreign residents in this country come from countries where corrupt governments lost the trust of their population. You could add rural and inner city poor who are not easily reached and much less persuaded. But if this administration wants to understand why some Americans are vaccine hesitant, Hanson says they need merely look in the mirror. Presidential candidate Joe Biden and vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris both expressed doubts about the Trump vaccine, and a mashup of those videos is readily available on the internet. Dr. Anthony Fauci last year dismissed the idea of any viable vaccination in the election year. Pfizer promised a breakthrough vaccination announcement in late October, but then went mysteriously silent until a few days after the election. And President Biden declared on CNN that there had been no vaccinations given until he entered office, yet we have the video of him being vaccinated on December 21st. The establishment media haven't exactly given Americans much confidence. For example, a recent breakout of COVID cases in Provincetown, Massachusetts was reported, but a key fact was omitted. These cases were attributable to the annual gay pride celebrations where some thousands of partiers swarmed bars, clubs, restaurants, and hotels. One reason Americans are hesitant is due to the fact they don't trust the media, drug companies, and the current administration. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.